Minnesota News Network. I'm Sean Maloney. Minnesota's unemployment rate edged up in February. New numbers from the Department of Employment and Economic Development show the jobless rate rose 0.1 percentage point to 4.5%. Deed Commissioner Matt Verlach says federal immigration enforcement activity appears to have played a role. Minnesota's labor force fell by nearly 8,600 people, with labor force participation also dipping. Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy says the issue of assault rifles will be taken up by the Senate this session. Murphy says she's confident the Senate will vote on the Democrats' plan.
A package that includes funding for school safety, for mental health care, and takes on the issue of weapons of war. And once we pass that, then maybe perhaps we can unstick what's stuck over in the House and make some progress for the people of Minnesota, and particularly for the Annunciation community.
Murphy says the problem is the House is tied and Republicans have not budged when it comes to the issue of banning assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. The Minnesota Department of Public Safety wants you to know what to do when severe weather hits. Homeland Security and Emergency Management Director Allison Feroli says it's important to have a plan in place.
Sitting down and having a conversation about the what ifs, make sure everyone understands the attributes of their home and the neighborhood they live in and any risk levels that they identify and see with where they live, and knowing what are they going to do in various situations.
This week marks Severe Weather Awareness Week, and a group of House Republicans with the Freedom Caucus tried to begin impeachment proceedings against Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison in the House Rules Committee, Republican Mike Weiner of Long Prairie.
The question before this committee is simple. Did the governor fulfill his duty to protect taxpayers' dollars? Did he uphold the law? Did he respond appropriately to credible warnings? Based on the evidence, whistleblower testimony, and documented failures, the answer is no.
DFL Representative Michael Howard of Richfield fought back.
This is what we're going to do today. A bill that's absolutely going nowhere, dead on arrival, aimed at, you know, sticking an eye on the governor and the attorney general. We get it. We get it. You guys don't like the governor and attorney general.
The vote was along party lines and did not advance. In other headlines, a 20-year ban on copper nickel mining near the Boundary Waters Canoe area will be no longer. The U.S. Senate voted to repeal it 50-49 today after the House approved it earlier. Save the Boundary Waters Executive Director Ingrid Lyons says the Superior Forest, where the BWCA lies, contains 20% of all the fresh water in our national forest system.
Future wars will be fought over fresh water, and the precedent that is set by using an unprecedented legislative scheme, the Congressional Review Act, which was passed in 1996, to undo public land orders and mineral withdrawals opens a scary Pandora's box.
Republican Representative Pete Stauber, who introduced the bill, says former President Joe Biden didn't fulfill his obligation to report to Congress when the public land order was filed in January of 2023. And Rochester police are asking the public for help in a 6-year-old cold case. Robert Volkman was found dead in his apartment April 16, 2020. Investigators say the bedroom window of the ground floor apartment had been left open for several days. Volkman's landlord discovered his body. This is MNN.